service since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. So we have to get rid of this garden variety unbelief that everyone has to face. Every one of us. Everyone. You have a decision to make. You have a decision in your own life to make, and that decision needs to be in line with the Word of God and says, I'm going to choose to believe everything that the Bible says. He said, my word cannot return void, but it will prosper and be, you know the story, right? And so, let me just show you something. I want to look at a little bit more unbelief in action. Look at this here in Matthew 13, go there. Jesus in his own hometown couldn't do any mighty works. Let's look at it. All right, watch here. Matthew 13, 57. And they were offended in him, Jesus. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and his own house. Look at verse 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of what? Unbelief. Because of their unbelief. Not his. Their unbelief. He couldn't do it. He wanted to. He did some minor ones, ailments, but he wanted to do the big ones, maybe raise a dead, maybe grow out a leg, but he couldn't do it because of their unbelief. Their unbelief, he couldn't do it. Can you say amen? So what caused people not to receive? Unbelief. Unbelief. The disciples couldn't cast out the demon. Watch out. Matthew, we spoke about it. Matthew 17, 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said to them, what? Because of your unbelief. Why couldn't they cast the demon out? Because of unbelief. Well, God's sovereign. If he wanted the demon out, he would have cast him out. Well, God's sovereign as well. If he wanted you saved, he'd force you to be saved. He wants everyone saved, but they're not all being saved. Is that correct? He wants everybody healed, but not everyone's being healed. He wants everybody to walk in peace. He said, my peace I give you. He said, my joy is your strength. He wants us to be peaceful and full of joy. He wants to bless our lives so we can bless other people's lives. Amen. So why are we not walking in this? Look what it was. He said to them, because of your unbelief, they could not cast the demon out. Amen. Amen. The father of our faith, Abraham, was old when he had a baby. Look what it says, Romans 4:19. And being not weak in faith, he had the faith. He considered not his own body now dead. You see, the disciples had the faith, but they considered this kid who had this demon throwing him around. They considered it. Peter had the faith. He was walking on the water, but then he considered the wind and the waves. Amen. We've got the faith. You see that? Being not weak in faith. None of you are weak in faith. Say, I'm not weak in faith. You got faith. It's coming out every part of your body. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't even consider that. Now watch here. He staggered not. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. There are so many promises. There's a promise for healing. There's a promise for prosperity. There's a promise for peace and joy and salvation. There's a promise for restoration. There's a promise for everything you're ever going to need in your life. Look what happened here. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Now, don't get mad at me if I'm pointing something out that could be a great thing for us to learn and do and change in our own lives. But if I've got unbelief, and I've got faith, and if I'm not seeing results, there must be some form of unbelief. He staggered not at the promises of God. There are promises all over the Bible. Pick one. We got faith. We got the faith, remember? Watch ya. And being not weak in faith. So you can have faith and you can have weak faith. What makes it weak is the unbelief. Unbelief in what your faith is. Unbelief in what you believe. Unbelief in God, really. When it comes down to it, I mean, it's unbelief in Him. Because if He made the promise and I don't believe the promise, then I don't believe God. Oh God, now Pastor, you're treading on our toes now. I mean, think about it. He didn't consider. That's faith. Not to consider the alternative. Amen. That's faith. He did not consider his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of his wife's womb, who was 90 years of age. He did not consider it. He didn't give it time of day. And that's why I say, don't tell me stuff that I don't want to hear. Like there's a new sickness. I don't want to know about the new sickness. I don't want to know about it because then it gives me an opportunity to consider it. And if it's not there, I don't have to consider it. Now when it's there, I have to take those thoughts captive every time something feels wrong and I'm thinking it's that sickness. I've got to take it captive. Now I've got to get this thing out. I've got to, in order not to consider it. Amen. That's why I don't want to hear about all negativity. Ooh, don't bring it near me. Never. Don't bring me negative stuff. Because with God, all things are possible. And with God, all His promises are yea and amen. Amen. What else is there? Well, you don't understand. So and so, and this happened, and that happened. Things happen. What's that got to do with anything? Does it say faith doesn't work? Does it say God's a liar? No. Things happen. And maybe I'm not in belief.
Come on now.
Come on. Amen. I didn't get the money. Maybe it's my fault. But I don't like that because I'm perfect. I've never been wrong. I thought I was wrong once, but I made a mistake. I was right, so I corrected that. Right? It can't be me. It cannot be me. And then you tell people, well, let's get into faith and let's pray and let's get our belief up. I know I'm doing it. I know I do it. That's how it is. And you see, the thing about God, what I love about God is He's given us the authority. Amen. He's given us all of the authority. He's given us the power. He's given us all the weaponry. He's given us the words. He's given everything that we need. Jesus came, took back what the devil stole, and He said, right there, you got it back. Right there. We are in control of ourselves. Amen. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, Jeremiah 14 says. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. I can make a decision like David made a decision when he was down and out. And he said, my soul, why are you disquieted within me? You will praise God. You better praise God. Yet will you praise God. He had the faith and he made his belief go into action. That's it. You got the faith. Now get your belief into action. Say, no, I'm going to believe this one through. Is this making sense to us? I'm getting excited because it's making sense to me. Amen. And so he says, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. And don't forget, he's the father of our faith. God's the author. He's the father. God's the author and the finisher. But he's the father. You know that Abraham is considered the father of our faith. Yes. Look at the kind of faith when he was going to sacrifice his son Isaac and not consider Sarah's body. Look what he did. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. There are all those promises and it's unbelief stopping us getting the finances, the relationship, the restoration, the addiction freeness. It's unbelief. Amen. Garden variety unbelief. I call it a garden variety because it grows anywhere. Any place. It's a weed. It's a weed. So what do you do when you find weeds in your house? What do you do with it? I got my guy comes mows my lawn, and I got my bricks in the driveway, and those weeds just pop up. I said, "You going to spray?" "Oh yes." What does he spray? Weed kill. What is it called? What's it? Roundup. Peach tree. What's it called?
Poison.
Seriously, weed kill. Roundup. What you need to do in order to kill the weeds is round up all the scriptures about what you believe in God for and get yourself to believe them and get rid of that weed of unbelief. Can you say amen? I'm serious. That's what it does. And have you seen? You pull the weed out and I swear next week it's there. Come on. I had my guy spray my house 3 months ago, not even 2 months ago. And the most amazing thing, he had to do it again just yesterday. Because they just came back. It's going to keep coming back. He's going to keep testing us. He's going to keep trying to bring that unbelief into our lives. He doesn't want you to be prosperous. He doesn't want you to be full of joy. He doesn't want you to know you got authority and power. He wants you to be miserable with your head held low, and that's what he wants.
Come on, that's true.
But that's when the songs like this come in. I'll raise a hallelujah.
Amen.
In the presence of the enemy. We're going to sing that on Sunday. Yeah, and we're going to sing forever.
Amen.
And we're going to sing this one we did again tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so we've got to get rid of the unbelief. Unbelief is a blessing thief. And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So when you put action to what you're believing, then you get the you get strong faith with belief and you get results.
Amen.
Try it. It's a challenge we're throwing out there. Just try it. Try it. At the moment, right now, my wife, myself, we're having to weed kill. I'm telling you, we got the pup going. And we're like shooting this thing. You can surf through our driveway at the moment with what's going on. Really? We've got the weed kill out. Because we can't afford to not get the blessing. Because if we don't get the blessing, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if thousands of people that will be affected.
Amen.
I'm serious. We need the blessing so we can bless people.
Amen.
And what, you're going to let some money stop you? You're going to let a sickness stop you? God forbid, he died that you might have life and life more abundantly. He took a whipping, he gave you the money, everything. You're going to let money stop you attaining and achieving what God's prepared for you before the foundation of the world? You're going to let someone who spoke about you nullify your belief? Well, he was a Christian and he spoke about me and I just don't believe that. All hypocrites. Yeah, and the Bible's a hypocritical Bible too. That's where we get to. People don't go to church because there's hypocrites in the church. You ain't going to find a perfect church. Because the day you join it, it becomes imperfect. Whoopsie. Glory, hallelujah. No, but seriously, in actual fact, we are the perfect church. Because God has made us righteous. We just have a problem with ourselves. We don't know who we are in Christ Jesus. We get all mixed up and we call ourselves sick. You're not sick. You're a child of God. You're healed.
Amen.
Call ourselves broke. You're not broke. And so, seriously, I mean, think about that. So unbelief will stop the promises of God. Unbelief will stop the... How many of you believe in God for something today?
Amen.
Well, you better make sure you got some weed kill. And the word of God is the weed kill. And you keep getting that word and you speak it out of your mouth. When you speak that word and you act on the word, you're priming the pump and you're spraying the weeds. And even though it feels bad, it looks bad, and people tell you it can't happen, you spray more. And when the people come and they try to tell you that their cousin died of the same thing, you spray more. Or you can be like Jesus and say, "Get behind me, Satan."
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from